Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning. It is Ray Walker in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We are joined right now with Chief Deputy Shane Tucker from the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Department. And Merry Christmas, Shane, and welcome to the show this morning. Glad to have you on with me.
Merry Christmas, Ray. Thank you so much for having me.
And we were talking just before we came on the air. You said we had a relatively quiet Christmas, which when we talk to law enforcement and so on, it's always good when you can say relatively quiet is always a good description.
Well, it sure is, you know, and of course, relatively quiet doesn't mean that, nothing occurred, but what it means is we didn't have any significant events, any really tragedies or anything like that. So we're always grateful for that.
Yeah. So for those that don't know, I went through Leadership Santa Rosa with Sheriff Johnson. He and I were in the same Leadership Santa Rosa class. So, back the class 28, best class ever. Just got to throw that in because it's required by our contract as a graduate to say that. But you did mention one unfortunate event that did happen, so I want to kind of let you highlight that how your deputies, of course, always do a great job. Your department is and how you handle it. So you wanted to kind of highlight that first.
Yeah, we did. We had an event occur that it fortunately worked out okay, but you know, it's more of the potential and what could have been, which is kind of disturbing. On Christmas Eve, our Navarre deputies responded to a call. Initially, it started out as a suspicious person complaint. The complainant called and advised that an adult had pulled up in front of a resident and asked her minor child if they wanted to go for a ride. Obviously, this is extremely disconcerting. So the mother got a vehicle description and a tag number, and deputies were able to start an investigation from that. In the initial stages of the investigation, while it was getting started, just down the road at Juana's Bar and Grill, employees called about a male subject that came in and was behaving kind of unruly and left. But it was ultimately learned that it was the same subject that had approached the child about a ride. So they were able to take that information and find who the suspect was and where he lived, and they went to his house to speak to him. When they got there, they spoke to his wife, and she told him that he'd been drinking heavily all that morning. This was about 11:30 in the morning. He had been drinking heavily, and at one point he'd grabbed her and pushed her and committed a domestic violence battery against her. And as the deputies were speaking to him, they heard a gunshot inside the home. Obviously, that amps things up and changes things significantly.
Yeah.
And fortunately, we were ultimately able to talk the suspect out of his residence and take him into custody. But after he was secured in a patrol vehicle and his wife went back into the home, she discovered that he had distributed guns at various points throughout the home, in front of windows and in each room, and ostensibly in a preparation for a standoff or even a shootout with deputies. That was just a real, real good reminder for us that at every single call could be something really deadly, and why it's so important that our deputies use good officer safety. But the suspect was arrested for domestic violence. There were no serious injuries, and fortunately we can report this morning that nothing serious happened over the weekend.
And that's under that column of what could have been, like you said earlier, and just
absolutely,
whether it's the little kids and that aspect or the guns, and that's why the training that you guys have to go through and the preparation, you guys don't get enough credit for all that you do and to be able to handle these situations. It's just amazing. And I wanted to, speaking of all that you do, there was a great story came out over the weekend in the paper about one of your deputies, Deputy Jesse Birch, and there was a fire and a family that lost everything, and I want you to brag on one of your deputies on what she did in response to this.
Certainly, we always like an opportunity to brag on these men and women out here. We have some of the finest deputies I believe anywhere. And that includes, you know, our school resource officers. Those are some amazing people. The people that work in our schools, they are there because they love to serve their community and they love to protect their children. And you know, each one of these resource officers, they view the kids of that school as their charge, their responsibility, and their kids. So Deputy Birch became aware of a student that had lost her home in a fire. And, you know, right before Christmas, that's just an awful thing for a child to go through any time, but right before Christmas just kind of exacerbates that. So Deputy Birch, not wanting this little girl to go through this alone, she decided to make sure that this child had a good Christmas. So she got her all kinds of things that a little girl might like to have for Christmas. And that just really shows the compassion and the level of care that not only Deputy Birch has, but I'm telling you, that is part and parcel to the way our SROs and our deputies behave. You know, they find out kids are in need and they just step up, and I can't tell you how proud it makes me.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing that's just one example of what your officers are doing. And I think we get to brag on one, but there are so many, like you said, great people that you have working for it with you and in Santa Rosa County and in our community that they're constantly looking, how can we help? Not, yeah, they have a job. They put
Absolutely.
People, you know, they take do you handle the one situation. Yeah. But they're also looking, how can we better people in the community? And I think that's what that to be able to brag on her and the department in general of doing something good right before the holiday. It's just, like you said, it's just an example, but it's an example we can use to say kudos to the entire department and so on. And but I guess that's I appreciate you coming on this morning, Shane. It's, you know, the Monday after Christmas and everybody's like, we were joking, nobody wants to be working and everybody wants to, but we appreciate you coming on and kind of sharing what you did and bragging on the deputy. And you have a great week, and we'll talk again next week. And